DNC ratings for second night plummet 48% from 2016. By Joshua Kaplan on August 19, 2020. The second evening of the virtual Democrat National Convention, DNC, suffered a sharp television ratings drop from 4 years ago, according to Nielsen. The Hill notes. The Democratic National Convention drew 6.13 million viewers on broadcast television networks ABC, CBS and NBC on Tuesday night, according to preliminary data, marking a 48% drop from the second night of the convention in 2016. The Nielsen Media Research numbers come after broadcast ratings dropped by 42% on Monday night when compared to the first night of the convention in 2016. When including cable news networks MSNBC, CNN and Fox News, the total viewership on the first night of the 2020 convention was 18.6 million, an overall decrease of 27% from 4 years ago. TV viewership is not the only measurement of audience numbers, however. The DNC's Tuesday event featured remarks by former President Bill Clinton, freshman Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and former Second Lady Jill Biden. Clinton, who faces renewed scrutiny for his relationship with deceased pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, attacked President Donald Trump in his speech, accusing the president of perpetually shifting the blame for the coronavirus pandemic. "COVID hit us much harder than it had to," Clinton stated. "At a time like this, the Oval Office should be a command center. Instead, it's a storm center. There's only chaos. Just one thing never changes: his determination to deny responsibility and shift the blame. The buck never stops there. Now you have to decide whether to renew his contract or hire someone else," the former president said, before adding that Trump will blame and bully if he wins re-election. On Monday, former First Lady Michelle Obama delivered a pre-taped speech, taking aim at the Trump administration for the current state of the country. "Donald Trump is the wrong president for our country," she said. "He has had more than enough time to prove that he can do the job, but he is clearly in over his head. He cannot meet this moment. He simply cannot be who we need him to be for us. It is what it is." President Trump slammed Obama's speech the following day, branding it extremely divisive. "She was over her head, and frankly she should have made the speech live, which she didn't do," he added of the former First Lady's remarks.